At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Hey everyone, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome to the Hank Haney Podcast, a production of iHeartRadio.
Gonna tell it like it really is. We know Haney doesn't give a silencing critics, eliminate misses. Two chips never accept on shoulders to get better. Everybody knows the name, read about it. We're golf teachers, Hall of Fame. Never doubt it. It's time for the truth. Here's our dude. You're listening to Haney. You're listening to Haney. You're listening to Haney. It's time for the truth, here's our dude. You're listening to Haney. Yeah. Listening to Haney.
All right, Colin Morikawa is the 2021 Open Champion, Champion Golfer of the Year, British Open Champion, Championship Golfer of the Year, whatever you want to call it. And it's been called many, many things, and people love to talk about that. My gosh, did you hear the interview at the end? Colin Morikawa, who gave a great speech, by the way, after winning the Open Championship. But he did say that he would be coming back as many years as he could to the British Open, and he was pleased to be the championship golfer of the year anyway. I mean, you know, people made a big deal of that on Twitter. I don't know why they make such a big deal about whether it's called the Open Championship or the British Open. I'll kind of refer to it as both. Phil Mickelson said this last week that, you know, I mean, he's heard it referred to as both, and, you know, what's the big deal? Anyway, they love to make a big deal out of that. But anyway, Colin Morikawa wins. It was a pretty historic win, and I did not see it coming, although he's definitely on the short list, although a lot of people didn't have Colin Morikawa win. And he was 33-1 odds favorite. Now, he'll never be that again for a long time at a major championship, that's for sure. Now that he's won two out of his first eight, which is absolutely spectacular. You know, to do that in the modern era, two in his first eight, it hasn't been done. Jordan Spieth did it. He won two out of his first 10. If you look at all of the, you know, eras, I mean, it's only been done three times. Bobby Jones and Gene Sarazen did it as well. I'm talking about winning two other first eight majors. A lot of things that went into this win, and I'm gonna get into them all. But let me talk about some more of the historic, you know, kind of factors here, because a lot of people love to you know, play this game. I mean, he's the fourth American to win the Open before the age of 25. The others being Jordan Spieth, Bobby Jones, and Tiger Woods. Obviously, whenever you get these lists like this, this is incredibly, you know, I mean, rare company that you're in. Colin Morikawa, the 10th player to win the Open Championship in his debut, first time he's ever played in the Open Championship. And he wins the last one being Ben Curtis in 2003, which, by the way, was at Royal St. George. And Colin Morikawa also won the PGA in his first PGA championship. So he's got a pretty good claim to some incredible feats here. No doubt about that. I mean, that's something that not everybody can say. He's the eighth golfer in 100 years to win multiple majors before the age of 25. So the other names on that list were Gene Sarazen, Bobby Jones. I mean, this is a big list here. This is an incredible list to be on. Jack Nicklaus, Seve Ballesteros, Tiger Woods, Rory McIlroy, Jordan Spieth. All right, so what does that mean? Because people, you know, everybody wants to talk about it. Anytime somebody wins an event, I mean, it could be like the, you know, whatever event on the PGA Tour. And by the way, half of these events on the PGA Tour are like, you know, mini tour events. I mean, okay, not that bad, but they're a long way from a major championship. And that's why one of the reasons that you have to look at these majors in a different light is that there's always, you know, top names at the top of the leaderboard, you know, in these major championships. I mean, there just are. And this tournament was absolutely no exception. I mean, you've got, you know, Colin Morikawa winning. You've got Jordan Spieth finishing second. You got Jon Rahm, you know, Louis Oosthuizen. I mean, so the top four players have all won major championships. You know, then you got Koepka, who finished sixth. I mean, Dustin Johnson, who finished eighth. It typically is, you know, the top players play in these major championships or the bigger events. And that's, you know, that's why they just, you know, carry so much weight. But everybody likes to play the game. Okay, what's going to happen next? And you know, will the floodgates open? This is what everybody loves to do. And I always think about this too. I think, okay, will the floodgates open? I mean, what's the upside of, you know, this player's career, Colin Morikawa? I mean, when somebody wins a PGA Tour event, everybody wants to say, oh, what's he going to do now? Now that he knows how to do it, now that he's done it, whatever. You look and you say, okay, you know, what are the strengths of his game? What are the weaknesses of his game? What will hold him back? What could hold him back? What's his mental like? What's his physical like? I mean, you just kind of look at the whole package. And, you know, and I'm going to do that, but it doesn't always mean, you know, this incredible feat that he accomplished before the age of 25 and being on that list of you know, only eight players, and, you know, the likes of which, you know, Nicklaus and Tiger and Ballesteros and McIlroy and Spieth and Sarazen and Bobby Jones. I mean, that's an incredible list. But then you look at it and you think, okay, you know, let's look at that list. Okay, obviously Jack's won 18 majors. He's the greatest ever. Tiger, 15 majors. The other guys, Gene Sarazen, 7. Bobby Jones, 7. Seve Ballesteros, 5. Rory, 4. And Jordan Spieth, 3. And I mean, I don't know about every one of those guys, but, you know, I know when Rory had won, you know, his majors before the age of 25, you know, you look and you think, oh, he's gonna win a bunch. You know, I'm sure people were thinking, you know, like he could catch Jack Nicklaus. You know, same thing with Spieth. And then, of course, he, you know, hits a slump. And Ballesteros, I mean, who would have thought he just would have five as great as he was? I mean, Colin Morikawa winning at a 25% clip is pretty incredible. You know, I said, you know, Spieth, it was two out of his first 10. But now, you know, he's stuck at 3. And if you consider it, I mean, just think about this for a second. I mean, because you know, somebody wins and like Morikawa did, and you think, okay, you know, how many can he win? If he wins at that same clip, which everybody is just marveling at, and I am too, winning two out of your first eight majors is unbelievable. But if he wins at that same clip, he'd have to do that for the next 16 years to catch Jack Nicklaus. I mean, that's how incredible Jack Nicklaus's 18 majors are. And I've always said, you know, even if anybody gets close, and I you know, Tiger's close, but we don't know if he's, you know, going to ever play competitive golf again. And with, you know, 15 majors, the problem is, you know, there's a lot of problems because it's a long, long time it takes to do these, you know, break records. It does. But one of the big issues is I've always thought it's a lot easier to set a record than it is to catch a record. You know, I mean, that's just the bottom line. I mean, there's just, you know, the publicity that all goes and the pressure that goes around with trying to catch a record. You know, when Tiger was stuck at 14 majors, you know, the next one will be the hardest. I'm like, are you kidding me? The next one's the easiest. I mean, the 15th one was the easiest one. I mean, it proved to be, you know, as hard as any, but it's the easiest one. I mean, the hardest one would be the one to tie Jack Nicklaus. And, the real hard one would be the one to beat Jack Nicklaus's record. I mean, that's just I think every one that you win to get closer to it when you're within striking range, if there's such a thing, every one becomes more difficult. It's incredible what he did, and it's incredible that Colin Morikawa was able to win the Open Championship, and to be on that list is unbelievable. I mean, he's clearly put himself in a category with, you know, the top players in the world. You know, he was already there. I mean, he's one of the best players in the world. Everybody knew it just from what he'd done so far in his career. But now when you've won two majors, it's just a whole different level. I mean, it really, really is. I mean, winning a PGA Tour event is incredible. Winning any PGA Tour event is incredible. Winning a PGA Tour event where there's, you know, the best players are there, that's even more incredible. Winning a major championship is just a whole nother level. And winning two of them is really, really stepping up. I mean, it's as good as John Rahm is. It's one more than John Rahm. I mean, it's only one less than Jordan Spieth. It's, you know, he's right there, you know, half of what Rory has. And, you know, he's just getting started. Colin's just getting started. It's he's incredibly polished. I think everybody was impressed with his talk and his acceptance speech, even if the RNA didn't love that he said that he'd be coming back every year to the British Open. And that he was the championship golfer of the year. Like, everybody made a big deal out of this. You know, he said British Open instead of the Open Championship. What difference does it make? I mean, I don't understand. I don't get that whole thing that they're into. I mean, what? Like, I kind of thought, you know, that the Open Championship, I've always thought it was the British Open. It was the British Open forever. When did it all of a sudden become the Open Championship? Has it always been the Open Championship? I thought the Open Championship was like a nickname or something. I mean, why can't it be both? I mean, you know, nobody refers to the U.S. Open as the Open Championship. When you say Open Championship, you know what everybody's talking about. They're talking about the British Open. That's what they're talking. It's like the nickname to me for the British Open. I don't know. I'll probably get in trouble for that. People won't like that I said that. What is this? It's like it's got to be called this thing, or it's totally improper. Anyway, whatever. He won the British Open. It's incredible win. British Open, U.S. Open, PGA, Masters, those are your majors. The top majors are the Masters and the Open Championship or British Open. And then it's always been the U.S. Open and then the PGA. And I almost think, you know, nowadays it's you know, it's pretty much, you know, a tie on that last one, to be honest with you. So I put it Masters, Open Championship, and then a tie, U.S. Open and PGA. You know, pretty much a tie. That's where I rank. But hey, you know what? When you're a player and you can say you want a major championship, I don't think you could care less which ones it is or are. I don't think you could care less. But if you were picking, you would pick the Masters first, and you'd pick the Open Championship second. So incredible win. I want to talk about exactly how Colin Morikawa did it, but I want to tell you how you can get better at golf, because I know if you listen to the Hank Haney podcast, you love the game and you want to get better. So get my instructional videos at haneyuniversity.com, and you can do that by just going on there and register, haneyuniversity.com, and you'll be on the list, and they'll all be sent to you, and you'll be on your way to playing better golf.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Rain or shine, every day is a great day for fishing, right? You got rain gear, but you can't overlook sunny day gear. A Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie has you covered on the sunniest days. Like, literally. I mean, who wouldn't trade a sunburn for a trophy fish? But why do it if you don't have to? Especially when this Solar Stream Elite hoodie is built with broad-spectrum UV protection. We're talking UPF 50, and it has airflow so you don't overheat. And what's the alternative? Putting down the rod every half hour so you can slather on some sunscreen. Seems like an easy choice to me. Columbia PFG has you covered with their Castback TC shoe. Its OmniMax cushioning and traction system helps if you're on your feet a lot, say, fighting a fish. Not to mention keeping you sure-footed on a wet rocking boat. So if you're going to be spending long days out on the water, and I sincerely hope that you will be, head over to Columbia.com/PFG and shop all their performance fishing gear.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, I have to admit that I was not expecting Colin Morikawa to win the Open Championship. Now, it wasn't because I don't respect his game. It wasn't because I, you know, didn't think he had a chance. I just, I'm just leery of his putting, and you know, obviously that's been his weakness. 172nd in putting on the PGA Tour coming into the Open Championship, and I don't know where he finished. He was you know, first, second, third, or fourth, something like that in putting. But during the telecast, with just a few holes to go, he was ranked first in putting for the week. He finished first in putting at the PGA Championship when he won. And do you know how? I mean, I don't even think you can imagine how much of a statistical anomaly this is for somebody that. And he was just about ranked the same place in putting before the PGA Championship that he won. For someone to finish first in putting at the PGA Championship and then first in putting at the Open Championship, when you're 172nd in putting on the PGA Tour, that just doesn't happen. Now, it did happen, and it's imminently clear that Colin Morikawa is capable of being a great putter. And he is a phenomenal pressure putter. You gotta say that, because you know that he's shown in winning two majors in his first eight starts and being, you know, incredibly competitive. And you know, I mean, he was fourth at the US Open. I mean, you know, he was eighth at the PGA. 18th of the Masters. Okay, that's a more of a long hitter's golf course, and that's just the most the toughest putting you can imagine. So when you're 172nd in putting and you're going at Augusta, okay, that's going to be a little tough to muster that one. But anyway, for him to do that, and I'm talking about finishing where he finished in putting, it's just absolutely mind-boggling. And they kept talking about his putting grip. They credited, my friend Mark O'Meara for showing him the saw grip, which Mark showed him. They both play. They're both members out at the Summit Club in Las Vegas, Colin Morikawa and Mark O'Meara. And one day on the putting green, and this was before the World Golf Championship event, I think a couple of weeks before the World Golf Championship event that Colin Morikawa won, which, by the way, I mean, he's won twice this year, and they're not little wins. I mean, you win a major championship and you win a WGC event, World Golf Championship event. That's pretty incredible stuff. But they were talking about the saw grip, which is the way that, he puts his right hand on the club and he putts like a sawing motion. Mark is the one that coined that phrase. I'm the one that showed Mark O'Meara that putting grip years and years and years ago. Mark had always had a little bit of a yip in his stroke, and he would talk about it and tell me about it, but I could never see it. I mean, I'm like, he would say that, hey, I got a yip in my stroke, and I'd be like, oh, well, what are you talking about? I mean, you don't have a yip in your stroke. You're a great putter. And I couldn't see, and there was never a twitch that I could really, really see. Well, people yip it a couple of different ways. They yip it where you see the twitch, which is what you see Jordan Spieth do when he misses short putts. And you could surely see it if you're looking. You could see it on the 18th hole on Saturday, which the 18th hole on Saturday when he three putted from 15 feet, and the 17th hole when he bogeyed, that clearly cost him the tournament. But anyway, you can, that's one yip. It's what we call a directional yip. And of course I learned all this, but when I learned it, then I understood what Mark was talking about, because there's not just a directional yip, but there's an acceleration yip. And it's almost where there's like a stutter in your acceleration. So your hand doesn't really twitch to open or close the club face like it does with a lot of players who yip putts. Another example of that was Will Zalatoris. I mean, my goodness, did you see the little putt he missed? And it does a huge, huge twitch with his hands when he hit it. And obviously he's an arm lock putter with a claw grip. I mean, you don't just arm lock claw grip for no reason. You got some kind of issue there. But two kinds of yips in putting. One, acceleration yip, where there's like a stutter in your acceleration, and another one is a directional yip. I don't know what Colin Morikawa has. I don't even know if he has a yip in his stroke. I've never tested him. But I know that Mark O'Meara showed him that saw grip. And Dan Hicks and Gary Koch were talking about it on the telecast. And, even since he's been using that saw grip, obviously he had success at the World Golf Championship event, and he putted pretty well there, and he won. But he really hasn't been putting great, and his statistics aren't like, they're not like steadily improving. I mean, like I said, he was 172nd on the PGA Tour going into the Open Championship. Although his three-putt avoidance statistic had gotten better, he was 79th or something in that, which, was an improvement. But anyway, it was surprising to me that he had stuck with that. And when I've watched him putt, I've looked and I've, I'm just observing on television and everything. But when I watch him putt, I think, you know what? I mean, he looks like he's got a pretty smooth stroke. I don't see anything like, I can tell when, so like when I watch Lucas Glover putt or Zalatoris putt or Spieth on occasion on his short putts, I mean, you can see there's an issue. I mean, it's how, they won't tell you on TV. They'll tell you, oh, it wasn't smooth, or, they come up with some BS that they give you. But if you're watching, and that's what I do, I just watch and you see that, that guy's got an issue on short putts, and it doesn't show up every time. It doesn't mean you're going to miss every putt, but you can see the twitch. I don't see that with Colin Morikawa. I never really, really did. So I didn't really understand, why his putting statistics were so bad. But he even mentioned, he said, statistically, I'm not a, a, a great putter, but I feel like I can, you know, putt well. And obviously he showed it with all the putts that he holed. I mean, it was absolutely incredible to watch him on Sunday holing these putts. I mean, just one right after another. I mean, he makes a 9-footer on 4 and a 5-footer on 6 and 8-footer on 8. I wrote all these down, 15-footer on 9. I mean, it was crazy. He birdies 14 from 15 feet. I marked on number 10. He had a bad iron shot in number 10 and had a terrible lie on a pitch shot from a tough spot to hit from. It just, he didn't hit many bad shots. I mean, he hit like 75% of his greens or 78% of his greens for the week. I mean, he hit the ball great. But he did hit a bad shot on number 10. And then he pitches it up there. It was a great pitch shot, but all he could do, hit it 15 feet from the hole, and he rolled that in. And I wrote down my notes. I wrote 15-footer made game over. That's what I did, 10th hole. I did 10th hole. Now it got close at the end, whatever. But, I mean, I wrote down the 10th hole, 15-foot putt, game over. That was it. I thought at that point, I mean, he's not going to lose his tournament. I mean, the kid can make pressure putts. He's got his putter going. And, you know, this is one of the things that I was talking with Steve Johnson the other day about this. You know, everybody on the PGA Tour is a good putter. They're just some guys that are you know, obviously a lot better than others. But there's also pressure putting. You know, Tiger asked me one time, who's the best putter? And I said, you are. And he goes, well, who else is there? Who do you think? I said, Jack Nicklaus. I said, don't give me all these other names. I mean, don't tell me about, you know, these guys are all, you know, whoever you want to pick. I don't know, you know, because guys would always throw out all these names about this guy's a great putter, this guy's a great putter, this guy's a great putter. I'm like, what has that guy ever won? Talk to me about pressure putting. So it's one thing to be a great putter. Louis Oosthuizen. I mean, Louis Oosthuizen's a really great player. He's a major champion. I get it. He's won one tournament on the PGA Tour. One. And, you know, they're going to tell you about all his top finishes and top tens and leading all these rounds. And he's got a beautiful swing, the greatest looking swing ever. And, you know, they go on and on and on about it. And he's not, he was a number one putter on the tour. And then he gets on the, you know, first hole, he leaves it a foot short, and he leaves it another one a foot short, and he leaves another one short. I mean, it's like, yeah. I mean, you know what? It's like Tiger always said, when I'd point out these guys on the range and I'd say, man, that guy looks great. Jeez, why is that guy not win? He said, there's always a reason why they don't win. That's all he said. There's always a reason why they don't win. And Colin Morikawa, there's a reason why he does win, and he's going to win. And that's because he's a great pressure putter, and he's a great ball striker, and he can play the shots. Oh, my goodness, he can play the shots. You know, he's got that kind of hold-off finish. He can hit the ball in the air high, but he can hold off that finish and hit it low. See, that is a big key with ball striking, a big, big key. I'm gonna further explain that when I come back. But let me tell you about a special offer, my free Voodoo Pain Relief Cream. Here, I want to share with you a email I got. And here's, this is from one of my listeners. He says, Hank, I just want to let you know I love the Voodoo Pain Relief Cream. He said, I've listened to your podcast many times, heard you talk about how good it is, and as a result, I ordered. I've had hip and leg issues for years, and they've tried about every cream out there. I'm tired of taking medication, so I gave your product a try. And he says, all I can say is, wow, it has made a huge difference. I was having trouble sleeping because my hip, and now it is much better. He said, your product works. My wife has also tried it. She's got major foot pain, has used the products, made a true difference. and we're finally back to sleeping all night and waking up without the pain. It's truly an amazing product. I just wanted you guys to hear that because you listen to this podcast, you've heard me talk about this special deal I have. And here's a special deal. It's a free 2-week supply. All you have to do is go to voodoopainrelief.com and you can try the product. If you've got aches and pains, arthritis pain, joint pain, whatever, give it a try. All right, I'm gonna further explain what I love about the ball striking that I saw from Colin Morikawa at the Open Championship when we come back.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Rain or shine, every day is a great day for fishing, right? You got rain gear, but you can't overlook sunny day gear. A Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie has you covered on the sunniest days. Like, literally. I mean, who wouldn't trade a sunburn for a trophy fish? But why do it if you don't have to? Especially when this Solar Stream Elite hoodie is built with broad-spectrum UV protection. We're talking UPF 50. And it has airflow so you don't overheat. And what's the alternative? Putting down the rod every half hour so you can slather on some sunscreen. Seems like an easy choice to me. Columbia PFG has you covered with their Castback TC shoe. Its OmniMax cushioning and traction system helps if you're on your feet a lot, say, fighting a fish. Not to mention keeping you sure-footed on a wet rocking boat. So if you're going to be spending long days out on the water, and I sincerely hope that you will be, head over to Columbia.com/PFG and shop all their performance fishing gear.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
One of the big things that I love about Colin Morikawa's game is that he, with his ball striking, he can hit the ball up in the air, okay, but he can also knock it down. You look now. This was not a Windy Open Championship, but he has a swing that can play in the wind. He plays a lot of nice partial shots. You see it with the abbreviated finish. He's got kind of a hold off release. The way call. As a matter of fact, I was on Twitter and I saw a tweet from Jim McClain, and he said this is a perfect example of two different kind of releases today in the final group. Louis Oosthuizen has a full release, almost a throwing of the golf club, and Colin Morikawa has a hold off release. Jordan Spieth has more of a hold off release. John Rahm has more of a hold off release because Rahm has a little closed at the top. Colin Morikawa has that hold-off release, and he abbreviates his finish a lot, and it's good for flighting the ball down, which is what you have to do at an Open Championship. Even if it's not particularly windy, you want to do it because there's certain holes that you want to bounce the ball in, or the pin's back. You want to land at middle of the green or front of the green and let it bounce in. You have to play shots out of the rough or out of the first cut of rough, and you just don't want to be taking full big swings all the time because it's harder to control the distance that you hit the golf ball. And Colin Morikawa can play that shot. Now, he can also hit the ball very, very high. For somebody who's not, you know, particularly long. I mean, he's not a, like, you know, long. He's 114th on the tour in driving distance, 294 point, something, or, you know, 0.8 yards or something. So 295 yards off the knees, not a long hitter. So when you look at it, you think, okay, that's, you know, unusual that somebody who's not a long hitter can hit the ball that high in the air like he does with his irons. But he also has the advantage that he can hit it down low. And that's a big key. You've got to be able to change the trajectory of your shots to be a golfer that can win at a lot of different venues. Like I was watching on Sunday, and they talked, I think it was Dan Hicks, you know, they showed Matthew Fitzpatrick. And they said, you know, he's a player that everybody's looking, you know, surprised or look, you know, that he hasn't broken through, or looking forward to him breaking through, or whatever the verb. I'm thinking it was like Matthew, nice player. Matthew Fitzpatrick, he can't get the ball in the air. I mean, he's a good player. You know, he's ranked 20th in the world. That's great. But he can't get the ball in the air. He hits the ball head high. Now, if they were going to play links golf courses and open championship golf courses every single week of the year, Matthew Fitzpatrick would have broken through already. And sure, he would have. But you have to be able to hit the ball at different heights and in different shapes. You got to shape the ball right to left, left to right. You got to hit the ball high. You got to hit the ball low. You can't just hit it low. If you're just going to hit it one way, you got a better chance just hitting it high. I mean, Greg Norman hit it high and, you know, won the Open Championships. Tom Watson was a high ball hitter. You know, Nicklaus is a high ball hitter. If you're going to hit it one way, hit it high. Don't hit it low. But the best case scenario to me is being able to work your trajectory both ways. And I love to see when a player like Colin Morikawa is playing those partial shots like he plays. It's one of the reasons, you know, he's a number one ranked player, tee to green on the PGA Tour this year. You know, he was fifth last year. He's first this year. He was second last year in approach shot to the green. And this year he's first. First in approach shots to the green. And that's a pretty good statistic. 1.6 strokes gained approach per round. He gained at the Open Championship with his approach shots to the green. And just to put that in perspective, okay, that is a number that pretty much matches Tiger Woods' number. Only Tiger did it for 20 years. 20 years. That statistic, strokes gained, approach shot to the green, is a huge, huge statistic on the PGA Tour. And if you lead in that, there is just, it's hard not to do good. And it really boils down to this. If Colin Morikawa putts good, he is going to have a good chance to win, especially on the right golf course, especially at a major championship, because it's more ball striking. That's why Koepka loves major championships. That's why Tiger won 15 major championships. That's why Jack Nicklaus won 18 major championships. They want to be on the golf course that tests the ball striking the most, and that is where the ball strikers will shine. You hear Koepka talking about it all the time. And, you know, here he is. He had another good tournament. You know, he didn't get off to a good enough start. You know, I mean, he shot 69 the first round, but I mean, it just, you know, it wasn't, you know, he finished sixth. It was just a not quite good enough start. You know, it's the same thing on, you know, I always talk about on that regard. You got to get off to a good start. Colin Morikawa, 67 the first round, and he was, you know, right there at sixth or seventh after the first round, and there you go, top 10 and going. But the ball striking is a huge thing when you have the strokes gained approach shot to the green. You look at that statistic. And when you're that good, you're going to be hanging around. And whenever you putt good, your chances of winning are pretty darn good. And that's what Colin Morikawa did. I mean, he putted great. He didn't putt pretty good. He putted great. You know, Koepka's been like this a little bit. Although Koepka's a better putter overall. But Koepka's putted great major championships. But to finish first in putting and two are your first eight major championships, and when you're statistically 150th or 170th on the PGA Tour, I mean, that's like, how do you do that? That's like crazy number. And by the way, you know, I always talk about three keys to golf, penalty shots, two chips, and three putts. Colin Morikawa wins the Open Championship, and he had zero three putts for the week. Zero three putts for the week. There you go. First an approach shot to the green, zero three putts for the week. When you do that, and you're going to be hard to beat. And he was. And he's not, you know, he's not done for sure. He's, you know, I said before, he was on my list of players who have putted good enough to win one major. And Justin Rose, Sergio Garcia, Adam Scott. I had Colin Morikawa on that list. Now, you know, he's putted good enough to win two majors. And clearly he's shown that he can handle any of the pressure. If he improves his putting statistics and just puts a little bit better on a regular basis, I mean, and I'm not talking about finishing for, like, people say, well, if he could putt like that, come on, he'd win every tournament. He's first in approach shot to the green. He'd win every tournament if he putted like that. Think about all the putts he hold. Just on Sunday, all the putts he hold. And he only won by two. So it is hard to win. There's no doubt about that. You got to have that special week putting. That's why I don't know how you predict the winner. I mean, I can predict matchups. I mean, I had him up against Bryson DeChambeau. I mean, Bryson DeChambeau wasn't going to beat him this week. No way. But not at that golf course. No. You look at the players who won at that golf course. You know, Ben Curtis, Darren Clark. That's not a bomber's golf course. Can't fire a driver everywhere. It just kind of narrows down your list. But it was fun to watch, I'll tell you what. And great speech. Great talk at the end. Great. Even if he did call it the British Open. I like when he calls the British Open. I like to see him drive those guys crazy over there, that RNA group. It's awesome. Made my day when he said British Open, actually, I got to admit. Anyway, great tournament. Great to watch. Fun. And you know what? He's right there at the top. You know, there's a short list up there. A short list of the best players in the world right now, that's for sure. All right, I'll get into that another day, that list. Anyway, I hope everybody enjoyed the podcast. Thanks for listening. Remember to sign up at HaneyUniversity.com for your free instructional videos and at VoodooPainRelief.com. Get your free two-week supply of Voodoo Pain Relief Cream. Hit the follow button on the iHeartRadio app so you get the podcast every day. Appreciate you listening. Hope you have a great day. Stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll talk to you tomorrow on the Hank Haney Podcast. The Hank Haney Podcast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.